Well, Walmart, of course, one of the biggest players on Black Friday, as tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people go to those stores. And yet there is a union that wants to organize for Walmart that Walmart doesn't recognize, that is going to plan some picketing on Black Friday. Let's go to Matt Townsend, the Bloomberg News consumer reporter, joining us now live. Matt, Walmart doesn't even recognize the union, the United Food and Commercial Workers, and allege that that's illegal picketing that they plan on Friday.
Yeah, they did. They filed a protest with the National Labor Relations Board, who has said that they're looking into it and they won't be able to have any judgment by Black Friday. So it kind of seems a moot point. This picketing or these protests will go on, and they're not going to be stopped by the NLRB. But the big question is how many people are going to be out there, how many stores. This group, Our Walmart, which is backed by the UFCW, they haven't really said how many stores they'll be protested at or how many people. And they haven't even been able to say how many actual employees are part of this group. There's a big question mark about how effective it'll be.
Sure, there's no question about that. But one of the things that I think we bring into the mix this morning is the fact that unions represent less than 12% of the workforce in the United States, and yet they tend to continue to make the most noise and in some ways cause the greatest disruption. We're going to have a protest by the Surface Employees Union at the airport here at LAX later on today. Put into context the labor movement in terms of what it really represents.
That's a great point. I mean, even though Walmart is not unionized, they still have big unions backing, spending money trying to either raise public awareness about Walmart's practices or trying to organize Walmart workers kind of through a back door, just creating kind of like a meetup group. They still are the sort of the public and the biggest public voice and the biggest voice for workers, especially on the lower end of the income scale.
And so that's where we stand at this particular point with Walmart. And as I said, big protest by SEIU out at the airport later on today that will be, to some extent, disrupting.